Section 7. General driving and parking. Toll roads. There are different types of roadways, such as state roads, rural roads, and highways. Highways can also be known as expressways, turnpikes, throughways, and freeways. Some highways can be toll roads. There are two different ways to pay a toll. One is with cash, and another is through an electronic toll collection system known as EZPass, which allows drivers to drive through designated lanes without stopping to pay a cash toll, thereby reducing traffic congestion. To obtain an EZPass transponder, drivers must contact the New Hampshire Department of Transportation at www.ezpassnh.com. Important safety information for cash-only toll lanes. Drivers should obey posted speed limits within the toll plazas. Never back up or reverse direction at a toll plaza. Come to a complete stop at staffed lanes. Do not get out of your vehicle. Important safety information for EZPass toll lanes. Drivers should obey posted speed limits in the toll lanes, but do not come to a stop. Never back up or reverse direction in the toll lane. Do not get out of your vehicle. Turning and U-turns. Before turning, drivers should search all corners for traffic controls, pedestrians, other vehicles, etc. and signal intentions. Enter and maintain proper position in the lane that is closest to the direction they want to go. Look through the turn to the farthest point possible along the intended path. Accelerate smoothly to appropriate speed, make sure turn signal is canceled and check traffic to the rear. Right turns. Avoid swinging wide to the left before making the turn. Always turn right from the rightmost portion of the lane. Left turns. When making a left turn, yield to oncoming traffic. Always turn left from the leftmost portion of the lane. Multiple lanes turning. Identify which lane and enter the lane. Stay in that lane until the turn is completed. Reversing direction. There are times when a driver must reverse direction, however, drivers must do so in a safe manner. Depending on the type of roadway, there are different ways to reverse direction safely. Next exit. If a driver misses an exit on a divided highway, they should drive to the next exit to reverse direction. Drivers should never stop, back up, or try to turn around. U-turn. U-turns can be extremely dangerous and are not legal everywhere. If a driver must reverse direction, the driver should first check to see if there are any signs indicating that U-turns are prohibited. Drivers should pull over to the shoulder of the road on the right using the turn signal, and wait for the road to be clear of vehicles. Drivers should then use the turn signal to indicate they are pulling back out onto the road, and proceed to turn in the nearest lane going in the opposite direction. Two-point turn. In this type of turn, a street, alley, or driveway is used to reverse the direction being traveled when it is not practical or possible to drive around a block. A two-point turn can be done in two directions. Reverse two-point turn. Drivers should signal their intention to turn right, stop and check traffic to the sides and rear of the vehicle. Move back until the rear bumper of the vehicle reaches the near edge of the driveway. While backing slowly, steer rapidly all the way to the right. As the vehicle centers in the driveway, straighten the wheels and stop. Shift to drive and check in both directions, if clear, signal and turn left into the proper lane and accelerate as appropriate. Forward two-point turn. Drivers should check their mirrors and signal their intention to turn left. Move close to the center of the road and turn into the driveway or alley as near as possible to the right side. Stop as the rear of the vehicle clears the curb or edge of the driveway. Check in all directions for traffic, signal a right turn and shift to reverse. When the path is clear, move slowly back while turning the steering wheel quickly all the way to the right. As the vehicle centers in the nearest lane, straighten wheels, stop, shift to drive, cancel right signal and move forward. Three-point turn. Drivers should use this type of turn only when the road or street is too narrow to make a U-turn. This type of turn should only be used on a two-lane roadway. To perform a three-point turn, drivers should check the mirrors and activate their right turn signal to communicate their intention to pull off to the right side of the road. Once stopped, drivers should activate their left turn signal, Check traffic and check blind spots by looking utilizing head checks. When traffic is clear, turn hard left to the other side of the road and stop once reaching the other side. Place the vehicle in reverse, check traffic and check blind spots to both sides by utilizing head checks. When traffic is clear, turn a hard right to the other side of the road and stop. Place the vehicle in drive, activate the left turn signal, and check traffic and blind spots. When traffic is clear, make a hard left and drive forward into the right lane of traffic heading in the new direction. Check traffic and make sure the turn signal has canceled. Continue driving straight in the new direction. Intersections. Drivers should not rely on other road users to obey traffic control signals or signs. Drivers should always be prepared to avoid a collision. Before moving after stopping at an intersection, drivers should take the extra time to check for crossing traffic and bicyclists. It is recommended that drivers look left, then right and left again before entering the intersection. At a traffic signal when the light turns green, avoid immediately moving into the intersection. Take the time to make sure the path of travel is clear and there is no crossing traffic. Drivers need a large enough gap to get their vehicle across the roadway and enough space to turn into the appropriate lane and get up to speed. Drivers should not turn into a lane in front of another vehicle just because an approaching vehicle has a turn signal active. The driver with an active turn signal may plan to turn after they go past the intersection a driver is at, or may have forgotten to turn the signal off from a prior turn. Multi-lane roundabouts, traffic circles. Roundabouts may have one or more lanes. Here are a few tips to help drivers safely negotiate a multi-lane roundabout. Lane choice. Prior to entering the roundabout, pay close attention to the signs indicating exits and lane uses, along with pavement markings. Choose the appropriate lane to exit, as shown in the diagrams below. Yield. Yield to the traffic in both lanes in the roundabout. When there is an appropriate gap in traffic, enter the roundabout. Lane position. Maintain lane position until exiting. Avoid lane changes while inside the roundabout. Do not pass. Do not drive beside or attempt to overtake or pass any vehicles. Large trucks and trailers within the roundabout may need to straddle both lanes. Emergency vehicles in roundabouts. Do not enter a roundabout when emergency vehicles are approaching. Pull over to the right. Allow other vehicles to clear the intersection so the emergency vehicles can move through the roundabout. Never stop while inside the roundabout. Instead, move through and exit the roundabout, pull over to the right and allow emergency vehicles to pass. Rules for school buses. Drivers must stop at least 25 feet in any direction for a school bus that is stopped with its red lights flashing and/or the stop arm extended at all times unless the roadway is separated by a physical barrier. Drivers shall remain stopped until the school bus resumes motion or until the flashing red lights cease to operate. Proceed slowly while always watching for children. Parking. Drivers are responsible for making sure that their vehicle is not causing a driving hazard when it is parked. Any vehicle parked along a rural highway must be moved off the paved or main traveled portion of the road. If it is impossible to pull completely off the road, drivers should pull off as much as they can as long as there is a clear view for a distance of 200 feet in each direction and if there is enough space for other vehicles to pass. However, the police often tow vehicles abandoned along the roadway even if the vehicle is well off the traveled portion. If a driver must leave a vehicle for several hours, they should leave a note on the windshield advising the police of the problem, an anticipated time the vehicle will be moved, and how to get in touch with the driver or owner. When parking along the roadway, drivers should park their vehicle as far away from the flow of traffic as possible. If parking near a curb, park as close to it as possible. When parked, drivers should secure the vehicle. The law requires drivers to turn off the engine and remove the key when leaving a vehicle unattended. Drivers should also lock the vehicle whenever it is being parked. Make sure the vehicle cannot move. Drivers should place the vehicle in park if the vehicle has an automatic transmission, or leave it in gear if the vehicle has a manual transmission. Set the parking brake and turn the wheels into the curb if the vehicle is parked on a hill. Never open a door into traffic. No parking zones. There are many areas where a driver cannot park. Drivers should check for signs or painted curbs that may prohibit or limit parking. spaces and access aisles reserved for persons with walking disabilities. It is against the law to park in a space that is reserved for individuals with walking disabilities. A conviction for parking in such spaces carries with it a fine of at least $310. Access aisles are the crosshatched area parallel and adjacent to the accessible parking space. This area, marked with yellow or white diagonally striped lines, is the space needed by individuals with walking disabilities to be able to fully open the door to their vehicle and safely maneuver in and out of their vehicle. Exiting or entering a van with a lift or ramp requires the entire access aisle space, which can be up to 8 feet wide, to engage the lift ramp and safely maneuver a wheelchair on or off the lift ramp. The fine for parking in an access aisle is $62 for the first offense, and $124 for each subsequent offense. If a member of the disabled community finds themselves in a situation where they cannot exit or enter their vehicle safely due to a vehicle parked in an access aisle, they should contact the local police department immediately. The law permits persons with walking disabilities or their drivers to submit a photo of a vehicle that is parked illegally, in an accessible parking space or an access aisle. The photo must be accompanied with a sworn statement to the local police department. Although not marked, it is illegal to park in the following places: alongside another parked vehicle, no double parking; on a sidewalk; in an intersection; on a crosswalk; on any bridge; in any highway tunnel; in such a way that blocks traffic or is a hazard to others on the road; on any street where there is no clearance for other vehicles to pass between the parked vehicles and the far curb; in front of a driveway; within 15 feet of a fire hydrant; within 20 feet of a crosswalk at an intersection; within 30 feet of a stop sign, yield sign, or traffic control signal; within 20 feet of the driveway entrance to any fire station, or within 75 feet on the opposite side of the street; within 50 feet of the nearest rail of a railroad crossing; perpendicular and angle parking. When entering a perpendicular or angle parking space, drivers should identify the space in which to park and check traffic; signal intentions; move forward slowly, turning the steering wheel left or right as appropriate, until the vehicle reaches the middle of the space; center the vehicle in the space; move to the front of the parking space, stop and secure the vehicle. When exiting a perpendicular or angle parking space, drivers should check for traffic in all directions by utilizing the mirrors and head checks; continue to check traffic and move straight back until the front bumper clears the vehicle parked next to the driver's vehicle; then turn the steering wheel sharply in the direction that the rear of the vehicle should move. When the vehicle clears the parking area space, stop and shift to drive; accelerate smoothly, steering as needed to straighten wheels. Parallel parking. When entering a parallel parking space, drivers should identify the space in which to park, check for traffic, and then signal. Once traffic is clear, shift to reverse and look to the rear in the direction the vehicle will be moving. Back slowly while turning the steering wheel rapidly in the appropriate direction. Continue backing until the front bumper is in line with the rear bumper of the vehicle the driver is parking behind. Back slowly while turning the steering wheel rapidly to center the vehicle into the space. Stop before touching the bumper of the vehicle to the rear. Shift to drive and adjust the vehicle in the parking space. When exiting a parallel parking space, drivers should check traffic in all directions by utilizing the mirrors and head checks. Shift vehicle into reverse and back up as much as possible to the vehicle parked behind the driver's vehicle. Check for traffic and signal. Shift to drive and move forward slowly, steering into the lane. Make sure that the front bumper of the vehicle will clear the vehicle ahead. If not, put in reverse and correct steering. Move forward into the appropriate lane of traffic when the doorpost of the vehicle clears the rear bumper of the vehicle parked ahead of the driver.